This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 30 verses, 30 days, day 5. Today we're looking at verse number 28 from Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim.
يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا.
Allah says, Allah wishes to make your lives easier. Allah wishes to make things easy for you, and man has been created of weakness. You see, a lot of times we hear people saying, hey, Islam is so difficult, everything is haram, Islam is so difficult, every time I try to do something, my life becomes harder, and so on and so forth. There's this rule, there's that rule, there's this prohibition, and there's that prohibition. But to the contrary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that I actually want to make your lives easier. I don't want to make your lives difficult. And that's why one of the foundational principles that we have within our religion is that al-mashaqqatu tajlibu at-taysir. Whenever there is some sort of hardship that is not bearable by normal human standards, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends up making that hardship into ease. So Allah wants to make our lives easier. I mean, if we really ponder the rulings of Islam, yes, there are rulings of Islam. Islam has belief and it also has rulings. But those rulings are rulings which are completely practical. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for you and I to make wudu before we go and pray. But some of us may have skin problems and we're not able to make wudu. Some of us may not have water at times, depending on the circumstance and the situation that we're in. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also legislated the idea of dry ablution or tayammum. Similarly, sometimes as you're traveling, and those that travel regularly, and I have lived a life in which I traveled regularly at some point in my life at least, we know that it's very difficult to catch prayer on time every single time. So because of that, Allah has legislated a law that if it's hard for you to pray on time during your travels, combine dhuhr with asr or vice versa, and combine maghrib with isha or vice versa. So you can combine these two prayers with each other. And that makes it very, very flexible. And that makes the concept of praying on time very flexible, because Allah has given you this very large period of time to pray and combine two prayers, and another very large period of time to pray and combine the other two prayers. And normally at Fajr time, people are not traveling or they're not really that busy anyways. So it's that one moment that you really have to work hard to catch, and there you have it. All of your daily prayers are done. If it's hard for you to stand up, maybe you have a knee injury, an ankle injury, maybe you can't stand, maybe someone has crutches, whatever the case may be, there's some sort of difficulty because of which you can't stand. Well, the Prophet ﷺ told us in the hadith, صَلِّ قَائِمًا فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَقَائِدًا فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَى جَمْ. If you can pray, then pray standing, and most of us can, بِحَمْدِ. And if you can't, then sit down and pray, and if you can't, then do it on your side, i.e. lie down and do it on your side. If you're sick temporarily and you can't fast temporarily, then don't fast, even though, yes, we're in the month of Ramadan. But if you're sick and you're unable to, it's too hard for you to bear the fast with the sickness, you need some time, doctors are telling you that you need to get off of your fasting to be able to recover faster, okay, stop your fasting for a few days. And then those fasts that you've missed outside of Ramadan, you can make them up. And that is another concession from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is another ease from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're permanently sick and you can never ever fast for the rest of your life, well, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make your life difficult by forcing you and compelling you into fast or expecting that of you. Rather, you can go ahead and not fast and instead expiate from those fasts because of which you... the ones that you're not able to make at all because of the sickness that you have, because of the hardship that you're going through. If you're physically ill in a way where you cannot travel and there's no possibility of you becoming recovered from the sickness as well, it's normally obligatory on people to make hajj, isn't it? Well, in this case, in this circumstance, in the person that is so ill and they're not going to be able to recover from this illness, then they can delegate someone else to make their hajj on their behalves. And those are the worships and the primary acts of worship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed ease in all of them. You don't have money, You don't have to give zakat. There's no obligatory charity on you. Allah wants to make your lives easier. He doesn't want to make your life difficult. There are rules and obligations and legislations within Islam, but the circumstantial positions that people may be in, Allah has placed the right rule for each circumstance, so the lives of the slaves of Allah are never hard. And on top of that, all of this is going to be leading to eternal bliss. The more you try to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sacrifices you make, then there will be ease for you on the Day of Judgment and beyond the Day of Judgment for eternity. So this is all leading to an eternal bliss and eternal ease. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your lives easier, make my life easy. Allahumma ameen. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to recognize the concessions and appreciate the concessions that Allah has placed within our religion for us to make our lives easier. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to also recognize the fruits of the obligations that Allah has given to us within this religion as well. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.